This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We learned yesterday, I mentioned it on the way out, I think, that we are, as of February, officially in a recession. We learned that fact from the Business Cycle Dating Committee of the National Bureau of Economic Research. Now, why do we need a committee to tell us we're in a recession? And assuming we do need a committee, that is, why that committee in particular? Who decided that they get to decide? We asked Marketplace's Sabri Benishore to look into that one.
We don't need a committee to tell us if it's raining, so why do we need one to tell us if we're in a recession?
The definition of a recession is kind of qualitative.
Ben Herzon is an executive director at IHS Market. There are a bunch of criteria for recession. Sustained economic contraction spread across the economy for more than a few months. This time, what with the pandemic, it was pretty obvious, but sometimes it's really not.
There's a lot of judgment involved.
So who should make that judgment call? I mean, I guess the government could. James Stock teaches economics at Harvard.
But if you just think for a minute about the conflict of interest that that poses, that just doesn't seem like a very good choice.
So why not have the folks who pretty much came up with the whole idea of studying business cycles in the first place do it? That would be the National Bureau of Economic Research, founded 100 years ago.
That research program back in the 1920s and 1930s established the concepts of recessions and expansions and business cycles.
Now, you may have noticed that it is June now. It feels like the committee took its sweet time to announce a recession that started in February. But that's actually quick for the NBER. Jeremy Piger is a professor of economics at the University of Oregon.
Clearly, saying that a recession started, say, a year ago, which is what they did with the 2008 recession, is not super useful from a policy perspective.
Like the Fed is going to wait for months to do anything. But it does provide a record for people who study literally the guts of how the economy works.
You can think of that as being useful for everywhere from, for, you know, like a high school textbook, all the way up to sort of cutting edge economic research.
You might not need a doctor to tell you you're sick, but you sure would like to figure out what you had. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.